Hey, good morning, everybody. We will get started here in just a moment. Hope your day's going well so far. Just as the call went through, the rain started here. I can hear it hitting the roof of the building, so it's raining pretty hard here. So I guess we are going to be getting the cold here shortly. We'll get started in just a moment. I think we'll talk about something today that maybe we've all thought about or wondered about or been concerned about. So we'll go ahead and get started. So the title today is called, When You Pray for Healing, You Can Pray with Confidence. And our verse is 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And that doesn't say that He hears us and will do what we ask. It just says that He hears us. Just think about that. So the question is, why doesn't God heal everyone that asks Him for it? You know, I've thought about that. Why doesn't God, if you're a believer and you pray, why doesn't God heal you when you ask for it? Well, when you pray and ask for God's healing, you can trust that He'll hear you and answer you. But He may not answer you in the way you hope. It might not be the answer that you want. You know, He's not going to give you something against His will. God always wants what's best for you, and the best thing may be to use an illness in ways that you didn't expect. You know, sometimes God uses sickness to get your attention and maybe redirect you. You know, He may have you lay flat on your back in order to get you to look up to Him. You know, Proverbs 20:30 says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. Most of us could give a story of how it took a painful experience to make us change our ways, and we've experienced some of that. You know, sometimes God allows a sickness to be a testimony for others. He knows He can trust you with an illness, and He knows you will be a good example to other people, particularly unbelievers. Paul says in Philippians 1:12, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. Think about that. Paul saying, I want you to know that what's happened to me has glorified Jesus, has glorified the gospel. So Paul wrote that when he was sick and in prison. And he wrote that testifying of how God used his circumstances to spread the good news. You know, the greatest witness you will ever have is your example of the way you handle pain. God can use your deepest moments of pain as a witness to your neighbors in the world. When you respond to pressure and pain in a way that points people back to God, it brings glory to Him. Sometimes God allows a sickness to take a person into eternity, a sickness unto death. Hebrews 9:27 says, everyone must die once, and after that be judged by God. If you could be healed of every illness just by having enough faith, then if you had enough faith, you might never die. Well, that's not God's will. When you're sick, you can pray and ask God in confidence for healing. Why should you have confidence? Well, the confidence we have in approaching God, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. That's right. When you pray in God's will, He always hears you. His answer may not come through the method or in the timing that you want, but His answer is always for good and for His glory. Just remember, He always knows what's best, not only for you, but for His glory. So I thought about I know we've all thought about this. Man, why did God allow that to happen? Now, I don't have the answers for that. But the fact is that when we are in pain, or not physical pain, it could be other kind of pain, of losing somebody or whatever the pain might be. If we just go to God in prayer, what a relief, what a blessing, how incredible is it that when we pray, the God of creation hears what we're saying. Who are we that God would listen to us, right? But when we pray, God hears us. And again, He knows what's best, we don't always know what's best, and we never know what good timing is, but he knows what's best, and his timing is always perfect. So if you're going through something, if you're not going through it right now, you will in the future. We all go through the things. Just remember, drop down on your knees and pray, because God hears you when you need him. Let's pray right now. Lord, we love you and thank you. Thank you that it's just overwhelming, God, that when we pray that you hear us, each and every one of us. God, you hear us. You hear our cries for help. You hear our blessings that we give to you, God, for everything. God, we just we turn to you right now. If there's anyone on this call that is going through something, God, that you do hear us, and that, God, that you will answer to your glory. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for all you do for us. We love you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.